All-Star here on Tigers tonight. Doubleheader here at the Mitchell Corn Palace. Eric Skoglund, the head coach of Mitchell. And Eric, talk about this season so far. Obviously, it'd be nice to have notched a win or two, but kids are improving. I see things just are slowly moving forward, and that's what you want at this point.
You have to be. If you start looking at the records, you're going to get weighted down with the pressures of it. You got to be able to come to practice ready to go that day with the unparalleled enthusiasm, be ready to learn, be ready to teach. So as a staff and I, we're moving forward every single day, getting a little bit better. You know, the equation is better plus better plus better equals just a little bit better. You know, you can't make the jump to great, and everyone knows the situation we're in. We're trying to get that first W, get that monkey off our back, and to move forward through the year.
We'll talk about the matchup with Huron, and I always say this to you every year, doesn't matter what the sport is, could be basketball, could be Chinese checkers, if it's Huron Mitchell, you know the kids are going to be ready for it.
Absolutely, you know, we don't have to talk and encourage the kids, they understand totally when the black and gold and orange plays the black and gold, and we appreciate and understand and are excited about this opportunity to play in the Corn Palace, and we truly are looking at one day at a time. From our bottom up, we're trying to get better and enjoy the competition, try and make some memories here.
Talk about your major concerns with Huron.
You know, tell you what, we had trouble scoring the ball, and they got in transition. I was able to knock down some shots. But, when we don't take care of the ball, when we have bad possessions, it puts too much pressure on everything else. We understand how aggressive the Tigers play defensively. You know, our main concern is scoring the basketball, making sure we get a great shot each trip. We understand what they're going to do defensively. We understand how hard they play on the ball. We understand how aggressive they are on the board. So those are some major concerns for us.
And finally, 4 weeks from tonight's first round of the districts, what do you want to see your kids work on here in these final 4 weeks?
I'll tell you what, it is consistency. You know, we can play with anybody for 8 minutes, and we've shown that. Then all of a sudden, we'll put a quarter that we've scored, just a couple buckets, or you put a single number in there, and you just can't do that. We got to play near perfect to stay in the games late in the fourth quarter. So we know we can do things. We know we can put a run together, 3 buckets in a row. We know we can put a kill together, 3 stops in a row. But just the consistency of playing 32 minutes, we can do it for half. And now we got to go to the 3 quarters. Now we got to push to 4. So, finding that consistency through 32 minutes is what we've been looking for.
Eric Skoglund, head coach of Mitchell. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Hi, John here at Prostrello's in Huron. Our indoor sale may be over, but the prices continue outside for another week. We also have some really nice trade-ins you haven't seen. Looking for a new vehicle? We also have some fantastic buys on our remaining 2016 models. How about a Chevy Malibu, only $21,619, or a Chevy Sonic, only $17,429? How about a Chevy Silverado half-ton regular cab for only $33,808? That's Prostrello Chevy Buick GMC and Cadillac in Huron.
The Huron Tiger Moment is brought to you by Lake House Productions.
The Huron Tigers won back-to-back state volleyball titles in 1998 and 99. While the 98 team came in under the radar, the 99 team dominated. 3 losses on the year, only 1 to a South Dakota opponent. They went undefeated in the double elimination state tournament, defeating Sioux Falls, Washington in straight sets for the title. Stephanie Cheddar was the AA South Dakota Miss Volleyball selection. Stacy Rodert was the SportsMax Player of the Year.
Life is made up of moments, and some of those moments need to be captured in a special way. Tom and Stephanie Glanzer at Lake House Productions have a passion for capturing those moments forever. New babies, senior pictures, engagements and weddings, updating that family picture over the fireplace, or any other reason you want to capture the moment, Lake House will be there. Our studio on the top floor events building is expanding in 2016, so that means we have even more room to take care of you and your photography and video needs. Email us at lakehouseproductions@yahoo.com or go to our website at lakehouseproductions.com.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
1340 KIJV is Tiger Radio.
Now we talk with Huron Tiger coach Tim Budmegan, brought to you by Auto Body Clinic in Huron. Huron in the Corn Palace tonight to play the Mitchell Colonels. Tigers coming off a win on Saturday against Harrisburg. And coach, a lot of things to like about that. I thought we built the lead more on our defense than anything else. And I think we had, what, three or four guys in double figures. So just a lot of good things there as all the kids contributed.
Well, I think we got to get back to playing that our style of defense. You know, take away what the other team does best, get a hand up, limit them to one shot. Usually three-point shooting teams will take a little longer shot, and that long rebound leads to layups on the other end. So I thought we did a nice job of that against Harrisburg. And you're right, we shared the ball. Clay and Kobe had a really nice first half. And then I thought Ty and Highland had a nice second half. So we continued to find scorers each and every night, hopefully different guys, and then ride the hot guy. Who's ever hot, let's get him the ball and let's ride him.
Well, now you come in to Mitchell tonight, and Mitchell's got that over, but I know that's going to make a little difference because it is here on Mitchell, and they're really a similar team to Harrisburg, and really the past couple of teams we played, they want to keep things moving, they want to cut, they want to get an open guy on the perimeter and try to get some momentum.
Yeah, really, they don't have an inside game, or not a guy that, I mean, they're going to feed 15 to 20 times a game, so they're going to spread it out, they're going to cut, like you said. They set a lot of screens for Morgan, so we got to make sure we know where he's at. He's shooting a high volume of shots, so we got to make sure that we get out on his right hand, try to force him to the left, try to force him into a bad shot, and then, like I said, rebound. Let's get going to the other end.
And as you look at the calendar, 4 weeks from tonight, first round of the district, so a month to get this team where you want it to be.
Yeah, really, we need by the end of this week, we'd like to have 10 wins. I mean, that's where we'd really like to be sitting. That would put us in a good position. Both Aberdeen and Pierre have 6 losses, so we need to try to, you know, distance ourselves and make sure that we're playing, you know, good basketball by the end of the year, and hopefully we've turned the corner against Harrisburg after that Yankton stinker.
Tim Budnigan, head coach of the Tigers, again brought to you by Auto Body Clinic. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
The Auto Body Clinic. You just wrecked your car and you needed repair. Let us be there, oh, let us be there. With courtesy cars and a price that is fair. We really care. The Auto Body Clinic.
Auto Body Clinic, a half mile west of Coborn's at 670 21st Street Southwest, or call 352-DENT.
Stop into Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Duit Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Reduit Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Duit Center store.
Have you received a phone call or email saying you've won a foreign lottery or sweepstakes, or maybe you've won a large sum of money on a new car? If you follow up by wiring money or purchasing a prepaid reloadable credit card for fictional taxes and fees, you're out of luck and money. Legitimate Sweepstakes will never ask you to pay fees to participate or receive a prize, or pay handling charges, service fees, or any other charge. These are sure signs of a scam. Taxes are paid directly to the IRS along with your regular tax return. Find out more by going to consumer.sd.gov or call 1-800-300.
Meet the Tigers is brought to you by Pearson Anderson Farmers Union Insurance of Huron.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Clay Corco, number 10, senior guard.
Howard Hines, number 12, senior guard.
Ryan Clays, number 14, senior forward.
Cole Corco, number 20, senior guard.
Jake Smith, number 22, junior guard.
Kobe Bush, 24, freshman guard.
Nolan Weigel, number 30, guard.
Sean Flannery, number 32, junior guard.
Isaac Carr, number 34, junior guard.
Ty Evers, number 40, senior forward.
Alex Hill, number 42, junior guard.
Sam Kretschmar, number 44, senior post.
Dawson Diddy, number 50, post, junior.
Parker DeGene, number 52, senior forward.
Josue Castaneda, number 54, junior guard.
Blake Cruz, number 54, sophomore forward.
Tanner Evers, number 54, sophomore forward.
Meet the Tigers has been brought to you by Pearson Anderson Farmers Union Insurance of Huron. Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we're back here at the Corn Palace here. Get the starting lineups, then the tip-off for the boys game here. Huron Tigers, Mitchell Colonels, 8 o'clock, and this is KIJV AM-FM Huron. Mitchell, head coach Eric Skoglund. They come in with a record of 0-12. They'll start Jed Schmidt, 6-foot senior. Connor Morgan, 6'2 senior. Elijah Palmer, a 5'10 senior. Carter Cavanaugh, a 6'2 junior. Cody Reichold, a 6'2 senior. Huron Tigers head coach Tim Buttenhagen, record of 7-5 on the season. Clay Corco, 6-foot senior. Highland Hines, 5'11 senior. Cole Corco, a 6'1 senior. Kobe Bush, a 6'4 freshman. Ty Evers, a 6'5 senior. Those are the starting lineups. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds. Come back with our opening tip for the boys on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Physical therapy can be a challenge, but you have the very best help in meeting that challenge. The physical therapy team at our hospital. We can help you reach your goals on your schedule. Our staff is highly trained, understanding, and supportive. For physical therapy that's head and shoulders above the rest, give us a call or visit us online. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality health care close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Stay informed on what's happening at Huron Community Campus. Text the word campus to 42330. Receive messages for upcoming meetings, announcements, events, and cancellations. Text the word campus to 42330 and receive automatic messages about Huron Community Campus. Great for students or anyone interested in campus activities. For the latest Huron Community Campus information, text campus to 42330.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back here at the Corn Palace, ready for tip-off. Huron boys in their road black, orange numbers and letters, orange and white trim. Mitchell in their home white with gold numbers and letters, gold and black trim. Tip is controlled by the Huron Tigers coming towards me for the first half. Cole Corco, Highland Hines on the left wing. Looks like Mitchell going in a 2-3 zone here to open things up. Evers pops up top, left side, deep three for Highland Hines is good. Highland Hines drills a deep three left wing. Huron up early, 3-0 pressure in the backcourt by Huron. They had some effectiveness with this against Harrisburg on Saturday. Morgan double-teamed in the backcourt, gets it up ahead, and Kobe Bush with a steal. He's got the breakaway and wanted to go up for the dunk, had it stripped from behind by Morgan, and it'll still be Huron ball. Our officials for our boys game tonight, Jason Kono, John Garrow, Christian Beckler. They are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. They are the law on the court. Inbound short jumper no good for Highland Hines. And Mitchell with the rebound. Morgan gets the Colonels into the offense. He's got it at the top of the key. Hands it off Palmer. Bounce pass right side Schmidt. On the baseline is Morgan. Fake, steps in, takes the 15-footer, no good. Bush up high with the rebound. Pass out right side. Hines hands it off to Corco. Here's the slide by Bush, hard to the hoop, knocked away by Reichelt. Will still be Huron ball. As Huron runs the out-of-bounds on the baseline below me. Inbounds and going to come all the way out near the timeline, Cole Corco. Right side, Hines on the wing. Evers, top of the key. He'll take a deep three. Back of the iron, no good. Ball tipped out, but right to Jed Schmidt. Mitchell with the ball. Huron starts, hits their first shot, missed their next three. Kavanaugh with the ball fake. He's at the top of the key. Right side, Schmidt. Here's the feed to Reichelt. He'll kick right back out to Morgan. He wants to drive. Pitch in the corner to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh flips to Morgan on the right wing. Tries to drive. Now he's locked up. Palmer on the left wing. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Palmer down the lane. Kicks back to Schmidt. Open shot. Top of the key is no good. Battle for the rebound and going to be tipped out to Clay Corco. Hines goes baseline to Evers. Back up top. Cross court to Cole Corco. High post. Free throw line jumper. No good for Kobe Bush. Was an open look. So Huron hit that first shot. Now missed five in a row. And Morgan trying to drive to the basket. Lost the ball. Didn't take it with him. Mitchell turns it back over to the Huron Tigers. A little loose pressure in the backcourt by Mitchell, but Huron breaks it easily. Bush outside, sets the offense this time. The freshman comes left, gets a screen, drives down the lane, will go up with the floater from the block. No good, and Huron's getting some good looks. Nothing falling early. Kavanaugh with the rebound. Still 3-0 Huron. 5:34 to go, first quarter. Schmidt, cross court in the corner. Open three is no good. Ball is tipped way out and controlled by Morgan. His shot in the paint is good. Connor Morgan on the second chance gets the bucket for Mitchell. 3-2 Huron. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Huron in the offense. Clay Corco, high post, Evers, kick out. Cole Corco for three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound Mitchell. Huron has now missed six shots in a row. 3-2, and we have a foul going to go on Bush as he was trying to shadow Schmidt up the floor. That's our first foul of the game. 5 minutes exactly to go, first quarter. 3-2 lead Huron. Huron again hit their first shot, now have missed six in a row. Mitchell's one of four from the field. Kavanaugh, now Schmidt. Kavanaugh in the corner, he'll take a three, and Mitchell leads. Carter Kavanaugh with a three ball, and Mitchell up 5-3 with 4:47 to go in the first quarter. Hines gets Huron into the offense. Up top, Bush. Reverse at left side, Cole Corco. Now Evers, top of the key. There's Clay Corco. He'll fake, go baseline, shovel it into a Bush who got hammered going to the basket. Two shots on the way for Kobe Bush. Nice little shovel dish there by Clay Corco. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Mitchell now up 5-3. The two shots here for freshman Kobe Bush. Reichelt with the foul. The free throw no good for Bush. Landon Clay's waiting to come in. He's going to come in for Bush, so he needs to make the free throw for that to happen. Second shot is good, and now Clay's will come in. It's 5-4. Mitchell with 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Huron will show some full court pressure here against the Colonels. Inbound to backcourt, Schmidt, now Kavanaugh. Now Schmidt again. Schmidt looking in the middle, takes a couple of dribbles. He'll go left, now across the timeline. As Morgan deep on the left wing against Hines. He'll go baseline. He'll have to back it out almost. And if he did travel, he kind of cupped the ball with a fake pass or something. He ends up being called for the travel. Huron will get the ball off the Mitchell turnover with 4:10 to go, first quarter. Cole Corco comes cross court to Evers, hands it off to Clay Corco. Clay on the drive, cut off by the double team, top of the key. High post. Clay's had a fight to get to that ball, got it though. Here's Cole Corco, tries to shovel it to Evers. Evers in the corner, back up top, Clay's, and the ball slapped away. Mitchell being aggressive defensively. Up the floor, they get it to Reichelt, and he can't catch up to the ball. Mitchell trying to get a break going there, but overpass it. And we have a timeout here on 3:48 to go, first quarter. Mitchell 5, Huron 4. We'll take a Big D's timeout at 30 seconds on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Need a timeout? Big D's is open for lunch Thursday through Sunday and dinner nightly. For lunch 11 to 1:30, enjoy the pasta of the day or taco salad on Thursdays and taco salad or chimichanga with chips and cheese on Fridays. Try Big D's new nightly menu items. Chili nachos, pork wings, pretzel bites, and buffalo carnitas chicken dip on ciabatta bread. Plus wings are just 70 cents every Sunday and Monday. Take a timeout and dine at Big D's Sports Bar and Grill, East Highway 14, Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
3:48 to go, first quarter. Huron using a 30-second timeout. 5-4, Mitchell leads. Huron with the ball. Hines brings it up left side, has a double high post. Now Clays pops out to the wing. Hines drifts to the right, has Corco over there. Evers, top of the key. Clay Corco on the left wing. Up top it goes to Clays. Now right side, Hines. Hines on the wing again. Couple of screens out there. There's the roll. Hines, free throw line jumper, off balance, short. Reichelt with the rebound. Huron just not getting shots to fall now. Mitchell into the front court with Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh hands it off to Morgan. Morgan, top of the key. Now backs it out. He wants to drive on Evers. Goes down the lane, put it up short. Battle for the rebound. Reichelt going to come out with it. Keep it alive on the Mitchell end. Colonel's looking inside. Reichelt trying to get position. Here's Morgan on the drive, and I think they're going to call a hand check on Landon Clays. That'll be his first in the second team on Huron. Mitchell comes in with a pair of fresh bodies in for the Colonels. Ryland DeBries, 6'4 senior. Sam Mock, a 6'1 senior. Bush is back in for the Huron Tigers. Mitchell with the inbounds, comes all the way out. Clays went for the steal, but Mitchell controls with Mock. Lost his dribble, though, and the ball gets thrown away again. I think Evers tipped it, then Morgan tried to grab it and could not. Came off of Morgan. Huron gets the ball, but again, can either team start hitting some shots here? 5-4 Mitchell, 2:46 to go, first quarter. Bush gets Huron into the offense. Gets a screen from Clays. He'll drive into the paint, kick out in the corner. Nice catch. Deep three for Hines. No good. Bush can't come up with the rebound. Hines, he was nearly out of bounds when he shot that three off the right side. So again, Huron hit their first shot. Since then, it's eight in a row missed from the field. 5-4 Mitchell. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Kavanaugh in the backcourt. Being watched there by Clay Corco. He'll get it across the timeline. Look right. Kavanaugh still on the dribble. Corco still out there with him. Flick to Morgan on the right wing. Back up top, Kavanaugh. Morgan baseline. Pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound, and boy, Clay's got knocked to the ground. Took a nasty spill. Foul is going to go on the Mitchell Colonels. Have a number of new players coming into the game after the foul is reported. Sam Kretschmar in for the first time for Huron. Cole Corco back in. Clays went out, as did Clay Corco. See, in for Mitchell, I believe Schmidt came back in. Somebody else did as well. That foul, incidentally, was on Sam Mock, his first in the second team. Bush into the front court. Mitchell trying to get a double team going there. Cole Corco. Now Bush, top of the key. There's Cole Corco. He'll drive, try to use a screen. Cross-court Hines. Now Bush in the corner. Bush brings it back up top. Resets, shovels it off right side Hines. He's going to be called for the travel, trying to make his move on the right wing. And when shots aren't dropping, you start to make those little pressing moves like that, where you're trying to make two moves at once and end up with the travel. Minute 47 to go. Still 5-4 Mitchell. Colonels in the backcourt. Huron ties the trap. Lob pass Schmidt. Schmidt gets it in the front court. Huron straight man defense. Top of the key. Now flick it left side. Here's the drive by Morgan. Roller on the baseline. No good. Rebound picked out of there by Bush. He's on the run. Coming up the floor. Schmidt goes for the steal. Can't get there. And a windmill layup for Kobe Bush. Huron leads 6-5. Huron again traps. And a hand check call, I believe, is going to go on Bush. They're trying to get the trap on Schmidt. That'll be foul number two on Kobe Bush, so he's going to sit the rest of the quarter for sure as Clay Corco comes back in. So two fouls on Kobe Bush. Mitchell with the ball. Minute 15 to go, first quarter. High post, it goes to Morgan. Morgan backs his way in, and Clay Corco tries to dump a baseline, gets it there to DeBries. Back up top, Schmidt. Nice head fake. He'll go in with the little roller for two. Jed Schmidt, his first bucket. 7-6 Mitchell inside of a minute to go, first quarter. Right side Corco, and a quick foul going to go on Morgan as he got a little too close, I guess, to Clay Corco. Didn't see much there. First foul on Morgan, and the third team on Mitchell. Mock back in for the Colonels, as is Kavanaugh. Three team fouls apiece with 54 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Huron on the inbounds. There's Evers, hands it off to Clay Corco. Top of the key, Clay comes to the left, backs it out, still on the dribble. Cole Corco, top of the key. High post, knocked away, but Evers gets control. He'll take the 15-footer. No good, rebound tipped out. Kavanaugh has it on the run, and he wants to push up the floor. Comes right, now holds it back. Kavanaugh up top, Schmidt. Huron settling for a lot of jump shots, it seems like, offensively here in the first quarter. And Mitchell going to be patient with this, trying to run some shot clock down. We're at 20 seconds to go on the game clock and about 4 seconds difference to the shot clock. Up top comes right side Schmidt, 9-8 seconds on the shot clock. Schmidt looks inside, he wants to drive, and we have a moving screen foul going to go on Mitchell. Did not see that at all, but I think it's going to go on Carter Kavanaugh. So Mitchell runs the clock down to 8.9, then picks up a foul. That'll be the first on Kavanaugh. Fourth team, and Huron has a chance to score here to end the first quarter. Cole Corco, top of the key, gets a screen, goes right, goes inside to Evers with 3-2. Evers with the left-handed scoop, no good. That will end the first quarter, and Mitchell a 7-6 lead after one. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hey, it's a new year. How about a new home? Contact Real Estate Connection in Huron for listings, or you can also follow Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram. It's a new year. Get a new home with Real Estate Connection in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, a sluggish first quarter. Huron Tigers not shooting the ball very well at all. I had them 2 of 12 from the field, while Mitchell went 3 of 9. And Mitchell a 7-6 lead here as we start the second quarter. Starting to get some finals in. I'll get some of these to you as we move along here. Second quarter begins. Mitchell with possession. Morgan hands it off to Schmidt, right back to Morgan. He'll drive baseline, pull up, 15-footer, no good, and Clay's with the rebound, and then he got ran into, and who's that foul going to go on? Looks like it's going to go on Reichelt. Landon Clay's comes up a little gimpy for his effort, but hey, he got the rebound, drew the foul. That'll be the second on Reichelt, and the fifth team on Mitchell. Just underway in the second quarter. Mitchell showing some pressure in the backcourt. Hines to Corco. That's Cole with it. Now Hines goes high post. Clay Corco had the ball deflected. Clay will chase it down in the corner. Double team back to Hines. Now Cole Corco in the corner. Clay's for three. No good. Rebound tipped out. Hines with it. He'll go hard to the hoop. Now have to kick it out. Here's Evers. Goes in traffic. Shot was partially blocked. And Huron still cannot buy a basket. Up the floor comes Morgan. Now Kavanaugh fakes. He'll take it in down the lane himself, and he got hammered going to the basket. We'll get two free throws here for Carter Kavanaugh. Parker DeGene going to check into the game for Huron. Check and see who that foul is on Huron. Going to go on Clay Corco, his first, and that's the fourth team. Two shots here for Carter Kavanaugh. First one is good. Mitchell goes up two, 8-6. We're early in the second quarter. As DeGene comes in and Evers comes off. Reichelt came out for Mitchell, trying to check and see. I believe it was Palmer that came in for Mitchell. Second shot for Kavanaugh is good as he hits both free throws. Mitchell up three at 9-6 with 7:10 to go here in the first half. Huron now 2 of 14 from the field here for the first half. Clay Corco on the left wing. Small lineup in there for Huron. High post to Jean, kicks out Hines, baseline, there's the jumper. Cole Corco, no good. Rebound tipped out, Mitchell has control. Huron now 2 of 15 from the field. Palmer drives into the paint, kick back out. Schmidt almost double dribbled with it. Now gets it back up top, right side, Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh will go baseline, cut off by Clay Corco, double team, kick back up. Connor Morgan goes into the paint, and a blocking call on Hylan Hines. He's trying to stay in front of Connor Morgan. He'll pick up the foul, his first and the 15. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half, and Huron just struggling again. Huron hit their first shot of the game, a three from Hylan Hines. Since then, Huron's went 1 of 14 from the field. Mitchell, and there's a 5-second count, could not get the ball inbounded. Cole Corco had the tight defense on Schmidt on the inbounds, and Huron forces the turnover on the 5-second count. Now, can he get the offense going? Cole Corco into the front court, gets it going for Huron. Gets a screen from DeGene, comes around the perimeter, feed in the corner, Clay Corco for three, got it! Clay Corco, his first shot of the game, it's a three, we're tied at 9. Long pass against the press, bobbled, but Morgan controls, he'll drive into the paint, free throw line, off balance jumper, somehow got that to go. Second bucket for Connor Morgan, and Mitchell gets the lead right back. Here's Hines, pull up 15-footer, no good. Rebound tapped out by Clays, another three for Clay Corco is short. Rebound, and that's going to be tipped out to a Schmidt. Schmidt coming up the floor, now holds it back. Free throw line, the jumper is good. Roller for Carter Kavanaugh, and they're here untied at Mitchell with two buckets in a row. They lead 13-9, 5:40 to go in the first half. Corco has Hines on the right wing, brings it around the perimeter. Feed in the corner to Cole Corco. Cole up top to Clays. Now Hines, a deep three, left wing, no good. Offensive rebound, Cole Corco can't get the putback to go. Wow! Right there, and the ball would not go in the basket. 13-9 Mitchell, 5:14 to go in the first half. Morgan drives down the paint, got bumped a lot by Corco, no call. Rebound Hines. Outlet, Cole Corco stops, gives to Hines on the left wing. Clay Corco dumps high post to DeGene. Kick out in the corner. Here's the drive by Hines. Hard to the hoop. 4-2. Mitchell tried to draw a charge and no whistle. Second bucket of the game for Hines. It's 13-11 Mitchell. 4:48 to go in the first half. That's what Mitchell or Huron needs to do. Just go at the basket. We haven't done much of that at all. Cross court pass. There's the open three. Is off the side of the bank board. Missed. And that was Bailey Miller. Didn't see him check in. Here's DeGene through traffic, and a foul going to go on Mitchell. DeGene running the floor well up the middle. Parker missed the game in Harrisburg due to illness. Now back and getting some minutes here in the first half for the Huron Tigers. Be the sixth team foul of Mitchell as we have a number of new players coming into the game. Ty Evers, Kobe Bush into the game. Isaac Carr in for the first time. Foul was on Connor Morgan, his second. Some hooting going from the Mitchell student section. Not sure what that's about. Lob pass, Clay Corco inside to Evers. Evers triple team, put the ball on the floor, and Reichel just picked up his third foul. That's going to put Evers to the free throw line, shooting into the Mitchell student section. So being 1-1, Ty has not scored here in the first half. And Cody Reichel has three personal fouls. Back into the game is Connor Morgan for Mitchell. So Reichelt, an undersized big man. Will be on the bench here with his third personal, and Evers short on the free throw. Boy, Huron just shooting the ball poorly. Still 13-11, low-scoring game. That's where Mitchell wants it. Colonels with the lead by two, 4:16 to go, first half. Schmidt, top of the key, hands it off. Nope, he's going to keep it. Right side. Comes cross court off the hands, but picked up there by Morgan. Morgan gets a screen. Now covered by Evers. He wants to drive. Now leans in, forces up a shot. No good. Rebound by Hines on the move. Hines, top of the key. Will fire in the corner. Three for Clay Corco. No good. Long rebound out, and Bush able to take it away and then hit it off of Connor Morgan. So Colby Bush with the heads-up play. He'll come out now as Landon Clays comes back in. 3:49 to go in the first half. Mitchell leading 13-11. Huron will inbound in front of the Mitchell bench. Corco gets it into Evers on the right wing. Triple teamed. Comes back left side to Carr. Now right side Corco. Up top it's Clays. Left side Highland Hines. Hines fires in the corner. Clay Corco give and go and the ball thrown away. Trying to go inside to Evers, but the pass was off target and Mitchell will get it off the Huron turnover. 3:33 to go in the first half. Mitchell 13, Huron 11. Huron shooting in the teens, it looks like, on my shot chart. Kavanaugh in the front court, double team. Now picks up the dribble. There's Schmidt on the left wing. Schmidt against Clays. Schmidt backs his way in. Now flicks back. 3-4. Kavanaugh is good. Kavanaugh has 10 points to lead Mitchell in scoring. They have their biggest lead of the first half here, 5 points, 16-11. Clays, he'll take the three. Top of the key. Got it. Clays with the answer for Huron with his first bucket. Back to a two-point game, 3 minutes to go in the first half. 16-14 Mitchell. Kavanaugh across the timeline, watched there by Clays. Now stops, comes right side Schmidt. Schmidt out there with Hines. There's the drive left side. At the kick out, DeVries on the right wing, looking inside, nothing there. Vincent Michael on the floor, he has the ball, he'll drive into the paint. Go through a double team, wild shot, got it to bank in. Vincent Michael with the bucket, and Mitchell back up 4, 18-14 with 2:27 to go in the first half. 2-3 zone Mitchell. High post is Evers. Evers, free throw line, nice dish underneath, cutting to the basket for the reverse layup. Clay Corco, nice pass from Ty Evers. Here on back within 2 with 2:14 to go in the first half. Schmidt into the front court, watched out there by Clay Corco. Will drive to the right, has a lane, he'll lean in, high off the glass, no good. Carr with the rebound. Isaac throws back to Clay Corco. He'll get it into the offense for Huron, top of the key. Clay wings it in the corner. Clays. Landon brings it back up top. Now Carr. Highland Hines in the corner on the left wing. Brings it back up top. Picked up the dribble. Now Clays, top of the key. Right side Carr. Carr fires cross court. Clay Corco for three. Too strong. Rebound and going to be tipped out and Mitchell going to come up with the loose ball. Minute and a half to go, first half, 18-16 in favor of Mitchell. Kavanaugh, top of the key. DeVries on the left wing. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now hands back to Michael. Michael at the top of the key. Michael backs it out, drives on Carr. Into the paint, lost his dribble. Flicks it back out to Schmidt, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Schmidt wants to drive, gets a screen across the lane, stops, goes cross court, threw it away, trying to hit Michael, and Michael thought Schmidt was going to shoot, and he wanted to try and get in rebounding position. Minute one to go, first half. Cole Corco back into the game for Huron. In for the first time, junior Jake Smith. Jake shot the ball well in the JV game. Inside of a minute to go with Mitchell leading, 18-16. Late in the first half of our boys' game. Second game of the doubleheader. Cole Corco has Clays in the corner. Jake Smith. Smith. Bounce pass in the corner. Three ball. Cole Corco is short. Rebound right down to Jed Schmidt. 36 seconds to go in the first half. Drive on the baseline. There's the cut. Kavanaugh to the hoop for two. Kavanaugh's had a big second quarter. He has scored 9 points. And Mitchell leads by 4, 20-16. Low post Evers. Kick out Clays. Another three. That's too strong. Rebound Schmidt. And Mitchell a chance to open up the lead. They do. Long pass to Kavanaugh, who gets the bucket in transition. Mitchell up 6 with 7 seconds to go in the first half. Evers drives. Up top. Hines for 3. Short. Rebound and Huron can't get the put back in, and at the half, Mitchell leads Huron. The Colonels 22, Huron 16. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes, come back with our halftime on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Halftime here at the Mitchell Corn Palace, and the Huron Tigers trail Mitchell in the boys' game 22-16 in the girls' game. Huron struggled to shoot the ball in the second half and fell by two, 37-35, as Wade Stobbs joins us here. And I had us 55% in the first half, 5% in the second half. I don't know what it was about that. Had a rim at the opposite end. We just couldn't get anything to drop.
I mean, I didn't think we could do it, but, you know, we shot 6% out at Stevens in the second half, and I thought, well, that's about as low as we can go. And, well, we topped that tonight shooting 5%. 1 of 20, like you said. We were 50% in the first half, 11 of 22, shot pretty well. And then, you know, it wasn't that we took bad shots. I mean, we got kind of the same shots. They wouldn't fall for us.
You know, I don't know if you really have an answer for that. We had open looks. We had the things we wanted there for the most part. But, again, the ball has to go in the basket.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, I mean, it really surprised me because we played better offensively than 5%. You know, I mean, than 1 for 20. And when Coach brought the stat sheet back to me and said we only made one field goal in the second half, I was kind of shocked. I mean, you look at it, and it wasn't that we took bad shots. We got decent looks. They just would not fall for us.
You know, there's not much you can really say about that, but, you know, sometimes you have that. You just don't think it's going to go on for a full 16 minutes.
Exactly. You know, I mean, we hold them to 37 points. We give you 37 to 35, and we shoot 5% in the second half. You know, I mean, we shoot, make one other bucket, make two. I mean, it's just, it comes down to that. And I mean, to shoot 5% and still have a chance to win, our girls battled. They played hard defensively. Again, we held them to 37 points, which is good enough to win basketball games.
Well, and now as we look to this weekend, you have home games with Sturgis and Spearfish, and a couple teams that, again, you know, you feel you're right there with a chance for a couple W's, but I think we just need to get a couple shots to fall and get that confidence.
Yeah, and that's what I talked to the girls in the locker room after the game. I said, you know, we need that energy. We need that to thrive off of people when they make buckets, to, you know, have that confidence. We let it go, it's going in. We had it coming out of Christmas, and then it kind of disappeared on us, and just our energy falls. And when we don't see shots go in, it just, you know, it's tough. Defensively, again, we still played well enough. We battled hard enough to win the basketball game. It's just we need those shots to fall for us and get some confidence in back in our offense.
Berger Plus, outstanding player. I thought I'd go with one of the bench players tonight, Gracie Schoenfeld. I just thought she gave you a lot of energy. She was 4 for 4 on free throws and on a night where we weren't shooting the ball well, and made a couple of great defensive plays, a couple of nice blocks, a couple of rebounds, and did a lot of nice things, I felt.
Yeah, she did. She comes in, and that's what she gives us. She gives you energy. She's going to work hard. She's going to rebound well. And, you know, I mean, that's what Gracie does. And that's what we expect of her, and she gives us that day in and day out.
Well, as you look ahead now, and again, just need a little confidence here. You know, it's just been a rut the girls are in. Just got to get out of it.
Yeah, you know, and offensively, you know, we played really well first half. And then we played better offensively than what the score showed, you know, shooting 5%. I mean, it's one of those things, you look back on it, it's just, you know, we're better than that, and the girls know that. And we gotta pick that up. We gotta, you know, get some shots up in practice tomorrow. We gotta get ready Thursday for Sturgis, and I got a couple game films on them, and we'll see what we need to do to try and get a couple W's at home this weekend.
And that's here on Tiger Coach Wade Stobbs as they fall tonight, 37-35, halftime for the boys, Mitchell 22, here on 16. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute, come back with the halftime stats here on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So I got around to doing my shot chart here, or the halftime stats. Finals, girls basketball, Brandon Valley defeated Sioux Falls, Washington, 65-58. Aberdeen defeated Watertown, 47-39. Sioux Falls Roosevelt defeated Yankton, 38-18. A boys' final saw Watertown defeat Aberdeen coming from behind to win. Watertown 53, Aberdeen 48. That helps Huron a little bit in the district. Of course, Huron needs to help themselves a little bit here as they trail at the half here to Mitchell by a score of 22-16. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute, come back with the halftime stats and get set for our second half here with Mitchell leading Huron in the boys' game 22-16. Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Remember the stormy weather this past summer? Do you remember how well your insurance coverage responded? Don't learn the lesson of being properly insured the hard way. A free insurance review with Pearson Anderson Insurance has options to specifically cover you at a price you can live with. Let Pearson Anderson review your insurance program to make sure you're ready for the future. Pearson Anderson Insurance, insuring a brighter tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Halftime stats here as both teams are back out on the floor warming up for the second half. Mitchell, 14 points for Carter Cavanaugh. He scored 11 in the second quarter, and I have him 5 for 5 from the field in the first half. 4 points for Connor Morgan and 2 apiece, Jed Schmidt and Vincent Michael. Huron, 5 points apiece, Clay Corco, Highland Hines, 3 points apiece, Kobe Bush, and Landon Clays. A tough shooting first half, and Huron just goes back to the girls, just having trouble shooting the ball. Huron, 6 of 28, 21% shooting in the first half. Mitchell went 9 of 20 for 45%. Free throw shooting, Mitchell was 2 of 2 in the first half, while Huron was 1 of 3. So 22-16, Mitchell leads at the half. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, the final from the girls' game today, 37-35. Mitchell pulls that out against the Huron Tigers. And now we'll see if the Huron boys can go to the opposite end of the floor, maybe come up with some better shooting stats here. It's just nothing wanted to drop in that first half. Now, the Huron girls shot well in the first half of their game, going the same direction as the boys. So we'll see if going the opposite direction maybe helps the Huron boys a bit for the second half. So both teams getting ready to come out on the floor. And Gracie Schoenfelder, our Burger Plus Outstanding Player of the Game for the girls' game. So we'll see if the Huron boys can get something going. Huron will have the ball first as we begin play here in the second half. See if Huron can get something going offensively. Now, Kobe Bush hardly played at all in the second quarter after picking up his second foul, so that'll be something to bear as well. And Reichelt, who has three fouls for Mitchell, will start the second half for the Colonels. Bush will get Huron into the offense. Mitchell stays in that spread out, 3-2 zone, trying to trap on the wings. Left side is Cole Corco. Double teamed over there. Bounce pass to Bush in the corner. Brings it back around the perimeter. Hines swings it right side. Cole Corco can't get a shot off. Mitchell keeps that spread out zone. Ball inside. Knocked away from Evers as they're trying to post him up. Now Schmidt lost his dribble. He'll throw it up to Kavanaugh. Mitchell a chance to increase the lead. They're up 6, 22-16. With their first possession of the second half, Schmidt on the left wing has Kavanaugh inside, stolen away by Clay Corco. He's on the push up the floor. Weaves through traffic, hard to the hoop, off glass. Counted, he's fouled. Clay Corco will go to the line for a chance on the old-fashioned three-point play. You're on poles within four with the free throw pending. See who the foul's on the Mitchell Colonels. It is on Kavanaugh, his second. So one shot here for Clay Corco. And he'll drop it in, makes the defensive play, makes the layup, and gets the old-fashioned three-point play. And Huron back within three, 22-19, with 7:11 to go in the game. Or in the third quarter, excuse me. Long pass, thrown away, steal by Kobe Bush. Bush feeds in the corner, and an offensive foul on Bush as he tried to kick out to Cole Corco, and he slammed into either Morgan or Palmer, and Kobe Bush picks up his third foul. And right now, Kobe Bush is going to stay on the floor with those third personal. So Huron fails to convert on the Mitchell turnover. Huron pressing again. The backcourt, Schmidt. Schmidt gets it across the timeline, has a lane. He'll fake, go to the hoop, block by Bush, and going to be picked out of there by Hyland Hines. Scoveland wanted a goaltend, didn't get it. Clay Corco and a blocking call going to go on Connor Morgan. He picks up his third. Boy, Scoveland was not happy that there was not a goaltend called on Kobe Bush. I just saw it at the last second. I couldn't really tell where that ball was. Now Connor Morgan has three fouls for Mitchell, so two starters with three fouls. Huron on the out of bounds in the corner. Clay Corco double teamed out there. Huron down three, and Huron throws the ball away. Tried to throw it into a crowd. Kavanaugh has it knocked away from behind by Clay Corco. Up ahead, Evers cross court to Bush. Bush leans in, missed the layup short. And the tip won't go for Huron as well. Down the floor, Reichelt underneath, and he's going to be fouled. Missed the shot. But he'll get to the free throw line. Huron misses a layup. Now Mitchell a chance to score from the free throw line. Two shots for Cody Reichelt. Hyland Hines picks up his second foul. So both teams running the floor. Mitchell, though, with a chance to score, but Reichelt misses on the first free throw. He'll get one more. Clay's in as Bush comes out now with those three personal. Reichelt will try to salvage the back end here of the two free throws. Second shot is good. Hit the back of the rim and drop through. Mitchell up four, 23-19 with 6:16 to go, third quarter. Clay's back to Cole Corco. Now Hines at the top of the key. Right side, Clay Corco, low post Evers, and Reichelt tried to knock the ball away. Hines, Clay Corco, a deep three. In and out, no good. And Huron continues to struggle shooting that long ball. Mitchell has pretty much taken away the middle of the court. And a foul going to go on Huron as I believe Clay's tried to strip the ball away. Now it's going to go on Cole Corco. Corco with the foul, his first. Third team on Huron. Well, Huron just has not had much of anything going in the paint tonight. Mitchell stayed in that zone and just taken away the inside. Inbounds and a foul going to go on Evers as Kavanaugh did a little delay there on the inbounds, then darted to the basket, and he'll get two free throws. Fouls on Evers. That's his first. And already four team fouls on Huron. Kavanaugh hits the free throw. 15 for Kavanaugh is 15 of the 24 for Mitchell. And the Colonels are back up by 5. Second shot is good. And the lead back at 6. 25-19. Mitchell leads with 5:47 to go, third quarter. Corco has Clays in the corner. Now Evers, top of the key. Feed to Clay Corco in the corner. Up top, Evers, lob in the corner. Hines can't get a shot off. He'll have to bring it back up top, Evers. Now Clays, he'll drive in, traveled with it. Boy, and Huron just looks not comfortable at all on offense. Mitchell's just kept the middle plugged up in that zone, and Huron has not been able to get anything going outside or inside of 15 feet from the basket. Jake Smith comes in, see if he can add a spark for the team. Now lob comes in the backcourt to Schmidt. Mitchell up 6, looking to open their biggest lead here of the game. Schmidt drives, stops on the baseline. Back up top, Palmer. Left side, Morgan. Morgan out there with Corco, gets a screen, tried the roll, not there. Kavanaugh comes right side, set a screen up there for Schmidt. Palmer back to Schmidt, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Schmidt waits, gets a screen, he'll drive right instead. Shoot over Evers and got a tough shot. Evers was in his face, and Mitchell with an 8-point lead, 27-19 with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Mitchell is going to be content to stay in that 2-3 zone until Huron can show they can hit some shots. Here's the cut to the basket. And Hines countered. He's fouled. He drove the basket. Got a nice feed from Evers. And Highland Hines with a chance for the old-fashioned 3-point play. Huron pulls within 6 with a free throw pending for Highland Hines. Foul is number 3 on Carter Kavanaugh. So Mitchell flirting with some foul trouble. Hines' free throw is good. Yeah, Morgan, Kavanaugh, and Reichel all with 3 fouls for Mitchell. The lead 5 for the Colonels, 27-22. Morgan drives, goes to Reichel. He forces his way through a double team, and we have a whistle. They call him for a walk. They must have, and Mitchell going to use a timeout. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Mitchell up 27-22. We'll take a Big D's timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Burger Plus. After 5 p.m., Burger Plus turns into a steakhouse. Black Canyon Angus ribeye, sirloin steaks, and the best jumbo shrimp around, all with a choice of potato salad and Texas toast. Top your salad with a choice of homemade dressings, including their famous ED Irma's dressing. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 9 p.m., Burger Plus, Dakota Avenue South in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
30-second timeout taken by the Mitchell Colonels. They come in with a couple of new players. Bailey Miller on the floor for Mitchell. Ryland DeVries as well. Huron has Clay Corco, high post, Evers. Kick out in the corner to Smith. Low post, Clay Corco. He'll lean in. Short roller won't go. Tipped up in the air and... Jed Schmidt with the rebound. Down the floor is Kavanaugh, stripped. Nice play by Smith. Smith tried to lobby for a ball for his team. Didn't get that. But nice hustle back there by Jake Smith. But Mitchell will still have chance here on the inbounds play with 4:10 to go, third quarter. Leading by 5. Mitchell is winless on the season. The ball stolen by Cole Corco on the inbounds. Jumped in front of Schmidt. Here's the drive, and Corco gets hit as he goes up for the basket. Missed the shot, but two free throws on the way for Cole Corco. Cole has not scored in the game. The foul is number 1 on Jed Schmidt. Fourth team foul, 4 team fouls apiece here. 4:06 to go, third quarter, and Corco misses short on the first free throw. Reichelt and Morgan back into the game. Remember, they're both playing with 3 fouls. Kavanaugh came off. He's got 3 as well for Mitchell. One more shot for Cole Corco. Second free throw is good. 1 out of 2. And Huron back within 4 at 27-23. Huron a loose pressure. Palmer gets it. still in the backcourt. Now Morgan, he'll get it across the timeline, set it up for Mitchell. Schmidt trying to clear some guys out as he's got Cole Corco on him. Cross court, Palmer. Palmer, a couple of dribbles. Now again, lob inside. That's going to be stolen by Clay Corco, trying to force it to Morgan. Clay Corco gets it up ahead. Jake Smith. Baseline, it goes to Evers. Evers double team. Kick back to Clay Corco. Fakes. We have a whistle, and Jake Smith went flying. Didn't see what happened. That was away from the ball as Clay Corco was trying to get in position to shoot. We have a foul on Mitchell. Did not see what happened over there, but that will go against the Colonels as Kobe Bush comes back in for Huron. The foul on Mitchell is going to go on Elijah Palmer, his first in the 15. Huron will run the out-of-bounds play underneath the basket. Low post, it goes to Evers, who banks it in for two. He just got the inside position on Palmer, and nobody was in front of him. Huron pulls within two, 27-25 on the first bucket of the game for Evers. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Morgan working against the pressure, flicks it back to Schmidt. He's got it on the right wing, gets a screen, top of the key. Comes back right to Morgan. Looking inside to Reichel, cross court DeVries. He wants three, he gets three. Rylan DeVries, his first shot of the game, hits a three, and Mitchell back up 5, 30-25. Corco inside, and Bush was trying to flip it around to Clay Corco, and Clay was in no position to get to that ball. And Huron turns it over, so Mitchell hits a big three to go up by five. And now Huron turns it over, and the Colonels get the ball back. Morgan, cross-court, Schmidt goes inside to Reichelt on the baseline. Back up top, Schmidt, nice catch. He'll go to the hoop, off the glass for two. Jed Schmidt with 6 points, and Mitchell back up by seven, just like that, 32-25. High post, left side it comes to Hines. Now in the corner, Cole Corco. Evers, top of the key, looks right, stops, looks back left. Corco, low post, there's Bush, goes into Hines, who drives in for the layup. Nobody got in front of Hyland. Hyland has 9 points, 10 points. And Mitchell throws the ball away. Miscommunication in the backcourt between Schmidt and Palmer. And Huron gets it off the turnover as Kavanaugh comes back into the game along with Miller for Mitchell. 2:18 to go, third quarter. Huron still in catch-up mode, down 32-27. Huron has not led since late in the first quarter, I believe. Cole Corco comes top of the key, double screen out there. He wants to drive, flip in the corner, Clay Corco. In the middle, low post, there's Cole Corco, or Clay. No, that was Cole. Cole Corco with the bank shot on the post up. Here on back within three, 32-29. Inside of 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Kavanaugh outside, spreads the floor, almost lost it. Now Palmer, free throw line, backs it out, and flips it back to Schmidt. Schmidt out there with Hines, top of the key, stops, cross-court Kavanaugh, wants to penetrate, outside three for Schmidt, is short, long rebound out to Hines, and he wants to push. Up the floor, he'll go around Schmidt, falling down, and gets called for the travel. He tried to go around Schmidt and got called for the walk. And Mitchell will get it off the Huron turnover. Minute and a half to go, third quarter, 32-29 Mitchell. Colonels came in with some fresh bodies, including Connor Morgan, and we have a timeout Huron. Minute 31 to go, third quarter, Mitchell 32, Huron 29. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Have you received a fresh bouquet of flowers lately? What's that? You haven't? Well, why wait for someone to send you one? Call Walker's at 352-2100 and order up your favorite fresh flowers. When it's delivered, you could admit that you treated yourself, or you could use your acting skills and act surprised. Thank yourself for such a beautiful bouquet from Walker's Uptown Flower Shop in Huron. After all, You deserve it. That's Walker's Flower Shop in Huron at 352-2100.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron using a full timeout. We have a minute 29 to go in the third quarter. Huron pressing, down three. Pass comes up ahead. Drive now by Morgan. Leans in, shot up, no good. Reichel with the rebound, goes with the reverse. No good, and Evers up high with the rebound. You're on a chance to pull within one or tied with a long ball. The three-point shot hasn't been there much for Huron tonight. Hines, top of the key. Corco in the corner, low post, Clays. He'll go hard to the hoop. He's pinched out there, and then the ball kicked out of bounds by Morgan. And Huron will inbound it on the baseline with 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. 32-29, Mitchell leading. Tigers on the inbounds. Will come all the way out to Cole Corco. Gives to Evers, left wing, kick out Clay Corco. He'll take a long three, off the mark, missed everything, out of bounds. And will be Mitchell ball. Kind of sums up the shooting night for Huron, be it the boys or the girls. The Corn Palace has not been kind tonight. 44 seconds to go, third quarter. Schmidt gets the ball into the front court, watched by Cole Corco. Now backs it out. Reichel coming out to set a screen. Flip it right side to Palmer on the wing, trying to post up Reichel. He's got it underneath. Lost the ball, but a foul going to go on Huron. Trying to knock the ball away. It'll be on Hines. That'll be his third. So Hines and Bush each have three for Huron. That's the fifth team foul on Huron. Five team fouls apiece. Mitchell run the out-of-bounds play. Underneath their basket, comes out to Morgan, top of the key. And a hand check call going to go on Evers now. Called a little touch thing there. Evers picks up his second. And that's the sixth team on Huron. Mitchell will have the bonus for the rest of the game on the next Huron foul. Shot clock off now with 27 seconds to go in the third quarter. Morgan, top of the key against Corco. Flips it back to Schmidt. And Mitchell probably going to be satisfied to hold it for one shot. Schmidt out there with Cole Corco as the clock rolls. 15, 14 seconds remaining. 32-29, Mitchell in the third. Schmidt calls timeout. Timeout Colonels with 9.2 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a Big D's timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork, that working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important, whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports. Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get them, Tigers.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
9.2 to go here in the third quarter. Ryland DeVries back in for Mitchell. He's a good three-point shooter. Inbounds and set will go to Morgan in the corner. Shovel it back to Palmer. Now Schmidt for three. Got it! With 3 seconds to go, things working for Mitchell. Schmidt hits the three, and it's a six-point game heading into the fourth quarter. Mitchell 35. Here on 29. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Tailgating before or after the big game is a time-honored tradition. Why not tailgate indoors at Ryan's Hangar in the Crossroads in Huron? Before or after Tiger home games is a great time to enjoy appetizers, dinner, and more at Ryan's Hangar. The restaurant and lounge are open nightly at 4 p.m. Make Ryan's your new tailgate tradition before and after home Tiger games. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and the Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in Huron.
Hi, John here at Prostrello's in Huron. Our indoor sale may be over, but the prices continue outside for another week. We also have some really nice trade-ins you haven't seen. Looking for a new vehicle? We also have some fantastic buys on our remaining 2016 models. How about a Chevy Malibu, only $21,619, or a Chevy Sonic, only $17,429? How about a Chevy Silverado half-ton regular cab for only $33,808? That's Prostrello Chevy Buick GMC and Cadillac in Huron.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
So we start the fourth quarter. A blocking call on Hyland Hines picks up his fourth personal. He's trying to draw the charge. Bang, bang play. And Jed Schmidt hits the front end of the bonus. And Mitchell back up by seven at 36-29. Huron gets close, but then Mitchell finds a way to make plays. And Jed Schmidt hitting that three at the end of the third. And now hitting a free throw. Second free throw is good. So 5 points by Jed Schmidt in about 15 seconds, and Mitchell has the lead back to 8, 37-29. Huron has some work to do. Hines up top, Bush, high post is Evers. Kick out, three ball for Cole Corco. Yes! Cole Corco drains a three off the left wing. Huron back within 5, 37-32. Huron pressuring, but Mitchell has been able to handle it for the most part. Morgan in the front court with the ball and a 5-point lead. Mitchell coming towards me here. Schmidt trying to get away from Bush, stops. Now looks back door, lost his dribble, but Kavanaugh pops out. Screen set by Reichelt. Kavanaugh comes right, almost stumbled. There's Connor Morgan. Morgan, top of the key. Little crossover. Spins, shoots, blocked, and a foul. My goodness. They call a foul on Ty Evers. He just went up and flat out blocked it. Evers picks up his third. What do you do? You got to let him play defense. Connor Morgan at the line to shoot two. First one is good. Third foul on Evers, eighth team on Huron. Morgan with the second free throw, good. And Mitchell 4-for-4 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. They lead by 7, 39-32. 7 minutes to go in the game. Evers catches up to an errant pass. Will go inside, low post, backdoor cut is good for Clay Corco. He's got 10. Huron back within 5. Huron pressing full court. Cross court pass to Schmidt. Now he'll bring the ball up against Clay Corco. Huron down 5, has not led since, I believe, late in the first quarter. Schmidt drives, and they're going to call another. No, they called a travel, finally. A call goes for the Huron Tigers. He tried to force his way through a double team, got whistled for the walk. Huron gets the ball back. With 6:36 to go in the game, 2 minutes after 9 o'clock, KIJV AM/FM Huron. Huron trying to get the offense set. Now Bush will come out and get things going for Huron. Bush comes right. Mitchell going man to man this possession. Haven't seen much of that. Bush with the drive goes in for the layup. He just kept control of the ball and then drove hard to the hoop. He's got 5, and Huron back within 3, 39-36, as we near 6 minutes to go in the game. Schmidt being hounded, gets it up ahead to Reichelt in the front court. Now Kavanaugh, Mitchell can set it up. Huron, straight man defense. Hands it off up top to Palmer. Palmer will drive the paint. Kick out, nearly stolen, but Mitchell controls. Palmer in the baseline on the corner. Back up top. Mitchell resets. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Palmer drives. Reverse layup. Put it up short. Clay Corco with the rebound. Gets it up ahead to Hines. In the corner. Bush for three. Yup! Kobe Bush drains a three. We're tied at 39. Timeout here on with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Stop into Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember, Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do It Center store.
If you're recovering from illness or injury, your goal is to be good as new. You'll be back to your old self again If you choose to rehab with our rehabilitation experts, our facilities feature expert medical care, trained specialists, and the helping hand you need. Make it all the way back. Choose the right place to rehab. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality health care close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Huron with a little flurry led by the freshman Kobe Bush. We are tied at 39. Huron down to two timeouts after using a full there. Full court pressure again against the Colonels in the backcourt. It's Schmidt. And Schmidt will get it up ahead. Reichel can't make the catch. They're running out of time to get it across the timeline, and the Huron Tigers force the turnover. A chance for Huron to take their first lead since, I believe, late in the first quarter for certain, would be the first lead here in the second half. Bush, top of the key, drifts off to the right. Mitchell back in the zone. Now Evers, top of the key, gives back to Bush again. Bush resets against the 2-3 zone of Mitchell. 5 minutes to go. Bush, top of the key, no good. Rebound Mitchell, that was Morgan underneath here on first miss here in the fourth quarter. So now Mitchell a chance to regain the lead, tied at 39. There's the ball over to Schmidt, back to Kavanaugh, takes a three, no good. Rebound tipped up in the air, Clays gets undercut, but saves it on the sideline. Good hustle by Clays. Up comes Cole Corco, feeds it back. Evers goes baseline, pulls up, 15-footer baseline, good. Huron leads for the first time in the second half, 41-39, 4:24 to go in the game. Full court pressure, Morgan working it in the middle, a steal, but a foul going to go on Bush. Bush was just a hair late getting there for the steal, and Tim Budenhagen not agreeing with the call. He thought Kobe had the position, and he may have a point. But those type of plays are going against Huron right now as Jed Schmidt to the line to shoot the bonus. That'll be foul number four on Kobe Bush. Boy, Bush looked like he had a better lane to the ball than what Schmidt did, but Schmidt got the call. He makes the first free throw. Schmidt's had a big second half for the Colonels. 12 points with a free throw pending for the tie. It's good. He's 4-for-4 on bonuses here. We're tied at 41 with 4:17 to go in the game. Bush still on the floor for Huron with those four fouls, as is Hines. We near the middle point of the fourth quarter, tied at 41. Handed off to Cole Corco against the Mitchell zone. Right side it comes to Clay Corco. Bounce pass, threw it away. Trying to hit Evers on the baseline. It's stolen by Morgan. Morgan shovels it up ahead to Palmer. Palmer now will hold it back. He's double-teamed. In the corner goes Kavanaugh. We'll bring it back up front. Now Mitchell a chance for the lead with 3:45 to go in the game. Schmidt, oh, almost lost the ball. Now we have a five-second count on Schmidt. He kind of lost track of what was going on. He had the ball kind of tipped out of his hand, grabbed it, but just didn't have much urgency. A five-second call turns it over to Huron with 3:38 left. Tied at 41. Bush into the front court. Now gives to Evers. Hands it off to Clay Corco. Mitchell stays packed in that 2-3 zone. Came out man-to-man once, and Huron got a layup. Now Hines brings it back out. Off to the right side as Huron spreads the floor. Now Cole Corco. Top of the key. Left side, Clay Corco. A deep three. No good. Rebound, and Hines had it and hit it off a Mitchell Colonel. It'll stay with the Huron Tigers. Heads up play by Highland Hines. Connor Morgan was upset with the call. And Huron will inbound, trying to break this tie. Clay Corco, nice head fake. Short jumper in. Clay Corco hits the five-footer. Huron up two, 43-41 with 3 minutes to go in the game. Kobe Bush forces a travel. Kobe Bush got in front of Palmer, and boy, is Mitchell upset with that call. It could have very well been the fifth foul on Kobe Bush. Now, Mitchell's got to remember, they've gotten more than their share of calls here. Huron deserved to get that one. Huron with the lead and the ball, 3 minutes to go. Cole Corco up front. Now Hines at the key. Right side, Evers. Evers back cross court. Corco, Evers takes a long three. Right wing, no good. Long rebound, and it's going to be controlled by Palmer. Here on 43, Mitchell 41, nearing 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Mitchell into the offense. Schmidt out there with Hyland Hines. Cut by Kavanaugh, comes out left side. Here's the drive, Morgan, pull up 15-footer is good. We're tied at 43 on the Morgan bucket. He has 8. Tied at 43, 2:15 to go in the game. Now Huron with the ball. Clay Corco comes off to the right, gives to Evers deep, and again Huron spreads the floor as Mitchell just not letting anything happen in the paint. Hines in the corner. Brings it back up top, Bush, now right side. A long three, Cole Corco, got it! Cole Corco a deep three, Huron up three, 46-43. Minute 50 to go in the game, got to play some D here. Up the floor comes Schmidt. And a timeout, Mitchell. Minute 45 to go in the game, 46-43 here on. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Stay informed on what's happening at Huron Community Campus. Text the word campus to 42330. Receive messages for upcoming meetings, announcements, events, and cancellations. Text the word campus to 42330 and receive automatic messages about Huron Community Campus. Great for students or anyone interested in campus activities. For the latest Huron Community Campus information, text campus to 42330.
Riverview Lanes now has a new automatic scoring system transforming the bowling industry. Enjoy classic bowling plus interactive games that give traditional bowling the look and feel of video games. Try the five-frame mad games like Monster Factory, Character Factory, or Archery. Destroy your opponent's castle playing Battle on the Lanes. Take a selfie and play U-Tunes. Pizza, pop, and bowling hourly packages are available. Call Riverview Lanes at 352-0611 to reserve a lane today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Minute 45 to go in the game here on 46. Mitchell 43. Huron has battled back here in the fourth quarter. Down at least by 7. Might have been down 8 at 1.2. Mitchell with the ball off their timeout. Each team has 2 timeouts remaining. Morgan on the left wing. Back up top, Schmidt. Let's Mitchell get into the offense. Comes left side, Palmer. Now Schmidt at the top of the key. Right side, they're looking inside, 9 seconds on the shot clock, high post, kick out, here's Morgan, he'll lean in, through a double team, no good, rebound tipped out, and boy, Palmer got away with one, Morgan comes up with the loose ball, but then he traveled with it. Mitchell can be mad about that all they want, because Palmer pushed off to get that rebound away from a Huron Tiger. Minute 14 to go, and Huron gets the ball back, so big possession here, and no pressure by Mitchell. Huron will just bring it up and set it up, and they'll run the clock here again against the Mitchell zone as Cole Corco backs it out near the timeline. 1 minute to go in the game, Huron up three. Cole Corco, now Kobe Bush. Back to Cole Corco. Drives into the paint. Now Hines in the corner. Hines will back it out, and we have a timeout. Huron with 51 seconds to go, 13 seconds on the shot clock. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hey, it's a new year. How about a new home? Contact Real Estate Connection in Huron for listings, or you can also follow Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram. It's a new year. Get a new home with Real Estate Connection in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
51 seconds to go in the game here on 46, Mitchell 43. There's 13 seconds on the shot clock. Here on one timeout remaining, I believe it's a 30. Mitchell has 2 full timeouts left here down the stretch. Tight ball game here between these two teams. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Couple of boys' finals. Brookings defeated Sioux Falls Lincoln 61-52. Watertown defeated Aberdeen 53-48. Aberdeen Roncalli defeated Miller 66-46. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron will inbound from in front of the team bench, and again, 13 seconds on that shot clock. Inbounds will come to Bush over on the right side. Bush gets a screen from Evers, now comes back right, looking to drive, not there, 7-6 on the shot clock. Cole Corco behind the back, he'll shoot, top of the key, it's off the mark, and Mitchell will get the ball as the shot clock runs out. Corco did not draw iron, so now Huron has to play defense. 39 seconds to go in the game. Huron leading 46-43. Schmidt bringing the ball up against Corco, up the middle. Now goes in the corner, three for Morgan. Short, rebound, Clay Corco for Huron, and he's going to be fouled by Reichelt. Morgan, it was a good look in the corner. Reichelt picks up his fourth foul. And now what are we doing? No bonus, yeah, no bonus. That's the sixth team foul on Mitchell, so Huron will inbound. Ryland DeVries comes in, Reichelt comes out. Mitchell now is forced to press full court. We'll see if they foul right away or not. It'll be bonus on the next Mitchell foul. Inbounds comes to Clay Corco. Now back to Evers, up ahead Hines. He'll get around DeVries, up the floor, and gets fouled, gives the scoop shot. And oh, he had a whistle well before Hines. Well, they called a foul way up the floor. I did not hear the whistle. And Huron will have free throws. It'll be the fouls on Ryland DeVries, and it'll be a bonus. 1-1 here for Highland Hines. We're down to 22 seconds to go in the game. Huron up 46-43, and now we have a timeout, Mitchell. 22 seconds remaining. Huron up three. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Each team has one timeout left. We're going to have a bonus here, 1-1 for Highland Hines. 22 seconds to go in the game. 46-43, Huron leads. We've been stuck on this score for a couple trips up and down the floor. So Hines just waiting there for Mitchell to come out. So again, each team with one timeout left. And Highland Hines to shoot the bonus, 1-1. Free throw for Hines is good. Two possession game, huge free throw for the senior Highland Hines. Huron up four, one more shot for the senior Highland Hines. Got them both. Huron up five, and Huron's going to burn their final timeout right here. 22 seconds left, 48-43 Huron. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
22 seconds remaining. Huron will show full court pressure. Huron out of timeouts. Mitchell has one remaining. Huron just going to make Mitchell work to get the ball up the floor. Get it into Schmidt. Double team back there. He'll get through the double team. Now stops, gets through. Dobbs it in the corner. Stolen by Evers. Gets it up ahead to Cole Corco.
down the floor. He's going to be fouled, but made the shot anyway. Intentional foul on Mitchell, and that should shut the door for the Huron Tigers. Cole Corco took the feed from Evers after Ty had the steal. He makes the shot. An intentional foul called on Carter Cavanaugh. So Cole Corco will get a free throw, and Huron will inbound it with 11 seconds to go, a 7-point lead, and that will shut the door. It was not easy for the Huron Tigers tonight, but somehow they made enough plays, shot the ball well in the fourth quarter, and will come out of here with a very hard-fought victory. Mitchell did not play like an 0-12 team tonight. Corco misses on the free throw. Oh, that's right. It's an intentional foul, so you get two shots. Second shot is good. One out of two for Cole Corco. Okay. Intentional foul means two free throws. He was fouled on the shot. It was one free throw, so Cole's getting three, and he gets two out of three out of it. So here on up nine, 11 seconds to go, and that will put this game away. Again, was not easy, but the Huron Tigers find a way to get the victory tonight, and they'll get prepared to head out west with Sturgis and Spearfish, or Spearfish and Sturgis, Friday night, Saturday. Again, those games will be on KOKK for the boys, with the girls playing at home to be on Tiger 95, and Mitchell will let Huron run the ball, run the clock out, and Huron escapes your final. Huron 52, Mitchell 43. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes. Come back with the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game on Dakota Sports.
Physical therapy can be a challenge, but you have the very best help in meeting that challenge. The physical therapy team at our hospital. We can help you reach your goals on your schedule. Our staff is highly trained, understanding, and supportive. For physical therapy that's head and shoulders above the rest, give us a call or visit us online. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality health care close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Stay informed on what's happening at Huron Community Campus. Text the word campus to 42330. Receive messages for upcoming meetings, announcements, events, and cancellations. Text the word campus to 42330 and receive automatic messages about Huron Community Campus. Great for students or anyone interested in campus activities. For the latest Huron Community Campus information, text campus to 42330.
Need a timeout? Big D's is open for lunch Thursday through Sunday and dinner nightly. For lunch 11 to 1:30, enjoy the pasta of the day or taco salad on Thursdays and taco salad or chimichanga with chips and cheese on Fridays. Try Big D's new nightly menu items. Chili nachos, pork wings, pretzel bites, and buffalo carnitas chicken dip on ciabatta bread. Plus wings are just 70 cents every Sunday and Monday. Take a timeout and dine at Big D's Sports Bar and Grill, East Highway 14, Huron.
Hey, it's a new year. How about a new home? Contact Real Estate Connection in Huron for listings, or you can also follow Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram. It's a new year. Get a new home with Real Estate Connection in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Well, this one was never easy. Huron did not lead in the second half till midway through the fourth quarter, but defense kept Huron in it until they could start hitting some shots, and the Tigers pull out the win here tonight by a score of 52-43. So Huron moves to 8-5 on the season. Mitchell drops to 0-13. And with Aberdeen losing to Watertown tonight, Huron gets a little more breathing room as far as the district goes, as we're trying to hang on to that number one seed and play at home. Well, still got to get a few more stats going here. Got a lot of scores to report tonight as well. Coach Budenhagen will come and join us. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes. Back with more Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame on Dakota Sports.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Jeff Duffy back here as we take a look at the post-game stats. Mitchell now 0-13 on the season. 16 for Carter Cavanaugh. He had 14 in the first half. Jed Schmidt had 13, 11 in the second half. Connor Morgan had 8 points, 3 for Rylan DeBreeze, 2 for Vincent Michael. For Huron, now 8-5 on the season. Again, a balanced scoring night. Cole Corco, 13 points. He scored all in the second half, including 10 in the fourth quarter. 12 points for Clay Corco, 11 for Highland Hines, 8 points for Kobe Bush, 4 for Ty Evers, 3 for Landon Clays. Shooting in the game, I had Huron 19 of 50 for 38%, but what a difference of two halves. 6 of 28, 21% in the first half. 13 of 22, 59% in the second half. Mitchell went 14 of 33 for 42%. Didn't add up the free throw totals. I can do that quickly here. Mitchell was 11 out of 12 shooting free throws, while Huron was 8 out of 12 on the free throws. So Huron with a fourth quarter rally wins at 52-43. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes. Come back and talk to Coach Budenhagen next on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
Remember the stormy weather this past summer? Do you remember how well your insurance coverage responded? Don't learn the lesson of being properly insured the hard way. A free insurance review with Pearson Anderson Insurance has options to specifically cover you at a price you can live with. Let Pearson Anderson review your insurance program to make sure you're ready for the future. Pearson Anderson Insurance, insuring a brighter tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
The Outstanding Player of the Game is brought to you by Burger Plus. After 5 p.m., Burger Plus turns into a steakhouse. Black Canyon Angus ribeye, sirloin steaks, and the best jumbo shrimp around, all with a choice of potato salad and Texas toast. Top your salad with a choice of homemade dressings, including their famous ED Irma's dressing. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 9 p.m., Burger Plus, Dakota Avenue South in Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back here at the Mitchell Corn Palace, here on Tiger Boys, come from behind to win 52-43 over Mitchell. And I know it's a cliche, but it's really accurate in this. Throw the records out the door. I know they were 0-12 coming in, but that was not an 0-12 team we were playing tonight.
No, they played hard. They played with enthusiasm. They hit big shots at the right time. We kind of struggled against the zone tonight. We didn't shoot the ball as well as we like to, but, you know, the guys, we hung in there, and then just got enough stops. And then when we got stops, we were able to get easy baskets on the other end. But we got to get more from our inside guys in a game like this, and we just didn't get that done tonight. And part of it was because we just kept on looking at them and kept eyeing them up and focusing in instead of moving the basketball and getting easy shots. And when we reversed against the zone, our guards got to attack off the bounce, and we didn't do that until the second half.
Well, you mentioned when he came up here when we played Yankton, similar situation, and we were on the ropes, and we just kind of buckled. This time we're on the ropes, and we came out, made big shots. Kobe Bush kind of got us going with a 2 and a 3, but overall 8-12 in the fourth quarter when we were down, I believe, by 8 at one time, but then pull away to win by 9. You know, that shows maybe they learned something from earlier this season.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're taking things for granted again tonight. You know, we come out, we're thinking, this is going to be easy. But at the end of the year, there's not an easy game. Every team's improved. Every team is going to hit some shots. And then all of a sudden, if they put it down on the deck and a couple of fouls, you get to the free throw line, then the basket grows and grows and grows, and their confidence grows. So we got to make sure that we do a better job of getting easy shots early, sticking the ball inside, and then the zone collapses, and then you fire it out, and then it's an easier shot. And we got to do a better job as coaches in designing some things to get Ty on the box against the zone. He floated too much the first half.
But give credit on the other side of the ball, though, on defense. We hold them to 43. Yeah, they led a lot of the way, but we did not let them get that lead to a point where we could not catch up.
Yeah, we always stayed within distance. We never let it get to double digits, because otherwise, you know, we could have been in trouble. So we kept it. We kept within striking distance most of the night, and then a couple threes here and there, and then you're right back in the game. And then you could see the intensity of our guys pick up, and then all of a sudden relax and play. And we got to figure that out. We got to relax and play. We didn't do that. I think we're too uptight to begin with. It didn't look like a free-flowing team like we were against Harrisburg. So hopefully we can get that back when we head out west.
But on the other hand, again, we ended up with balanced scoring, 13, 12, 11, 8 for the top four scorers, and that's something we did see against Harrisburg.
Yep, we got to continue to do that. We got to continue to get production on the bench. I think we got 3 points tonight with Landon, but Landon did some nice things, you know, that don't go on the scoreboard. I mean, he battled in the inside, got some loose balls, was on the ground a couple times.
He plays with a sugar high.
Yeah, he does. And he just, I mean, he's all over the place. And you just love a kid like that. And he's got to continue to do that. And again, you know, Sam and Parker, just, they got to find their niche, and they got to do their job. And Ike's got to come in, and he's got to give us something tonight. You know, that he was a little tentative, and you could see it in his eyes when he came out. But he's got to know that he's a player, and he's got to play with some confidence, and right now he just hasn't done that.
Burger Plus, outstanding player of the game, had candidates. We're going to go with Cole Corco, though. 13 points, all in the second half,
10 in the fourth quarter. That paces the comeback.
Coley needed that. He needed a shot in the arm. He really did. I mean, we moved him off the point so he could get out and run a little bit and create a little bit more offense for himself, and he did that tonight. You know, he's tough to guard because he's left-handed. He's quick jump, and we just got to continue to get him to believe that he's a good player. And all of a sudden, once you get a little bit of confidence, then that just knocks the door wide open.
Now we go for the long road trip Friday, Saturday, Spearfish and Sturgis. One thing you did say when you come up, we got to watch the legs here now in practice the next 2 days because, it's a long road trip, then a back-to-back, and then we do have a bit of a break in there with one game over 10 days.
Yeah, well, we got to make sure that, you know, we get more guys into the game on Friday. We're going to have to spell our starters a minute here, a minute there, and then we got to get guys ready to play, and they got to be ready, and we got to talk about that starting tomorrow and get them zoned in for Spearfish, because Spearfish is dangerous. They spread you out. They got a big guy in the middle, really two big guys, but they rotate them. They go four out motion, one in, and they attack the basket and they shoot it just like tonight. So, and that's a short court, so
we're kind of getting the same scouting report game after game now.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier for the coach that way. But it is what it is, and Sturgis is much of the same. So we got to work it out for us this weekend. But two straight road victories, and now we just got to keep it going. Just like we told them, survive in advance. Just keep going right now, and then it doesn't matter how you win. Just get it done at the end.
Tim Butnick, head coach of the Tigers. They come from behind the fourth quarter to win 52-43. We'll take a final Big D's timeout of 2 minutes and wrap it up here from the Corn Palace on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Have you received a fresh bouquet of flowers lately? What's that? You haven't? Well, why wait for someone to send you one? Call Walker's at 352-2100 and order up your favorite fresh flowers. When it's delivered, you could admit that you treated yourself, or you could use your acting skills and act surprised. Thank yourself for such a beautiful bouquet from Walker's Uptown Flower Shop in Huron. After all, you deserve it. That's Walker's Flower Shop in Huron at 352-2100.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork. That working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important. Whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports, Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get them, Tigers. Tailgating before or after the big game is a time-honored tradition. Why not tailgate indoors at Ryan's Hangar in the Crossroads in Huron? Before or after Tiger home games is a great time to enjoy appetizers, dinner, and more at Ryan's Hangar. The restaurant and lounge are open nightly at 4 p.m. Make Ryan's your new tailgate tradition before and after home Tiger games. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and the Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
Wrapping things up here, let's do a final Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, the girls' final tonight, Mitchell held on for a 37-35 win over the Huron Tigers. Gracie Schoenfelder, Burger Plus Outstanding Player of the Game. Boys, Huron comes from behind in the fourth quarter to win 52-43 over Mitchell. Cole Corco, the Burger Plus Outstanding Player. Girls' finals tonight, Brandon Valley defeated Sioux Falls Washington 65-58. Sioux Falls Roosevelt topped Yankton 38-18. Aberdeen 47, Watertown 39. Boys' final scores tonight, big one for Huron as they keep working on the top seed in the district. Watertown defeated Aberdeen to help the Tigers out 53-48. Brookings defeated Sioux Falls Lincoln 61-52. Couple of area scores, Aberdeen Roncalli 66, Miller 46, boys basketball and boys Woolsey Westington defeated DeSmit 57-34. Next up for the Tigers, home and away with the Northern Hills teams. The girls have Sturgis Friday, Spearfish Saturday. The boys are opposite on the road. They'll have Spearfish Friday and Sturgis on a Saturday. You can hear the boys' games over on KOKK, 12:10 a.m. The girls' games here on Tiger 95. The Tigers split tonight here in the Mitchell Corn Palace. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of the Huron Tigers. Tonight's action has been brought to you by...
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan's Hanger Restaurant at the crossroads in downtown Huron, the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, glass and windshield repair and replacement, Auto Body Clinic on Lincoln Avenue Southwest, Protective Coating Specialists, proud to support Huron and the Tigers, Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes comes first, and Prostrola General Motors in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Cashway Do-It Center Store, Burger Plus, home of the drive-thru special, Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, Huron Community Campus, Real Estate Connection, helping you every step of the way, Huron Regional Medical Center, Huron Eye Clinic, trust your family's vision, and Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Pearson Anderson Insurance, your farmers' union insurance agents, Big D's Time Out, located at the Plains on East Highway 14, Wilbur Ellis, Ideas to Grow With, Walker's Flower Shop, downtown Huron, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Dairy Queen in Huron, home with a 5 and 6 buck lunch, and the Norbert